Bensonaria Nature Group. Owls, insects and Benson's green spaces. On November the 20th, we were treated to a brilliant example of local nature conservation in action when Lucy and Carol from the Owl Conservation Project presented Wild About Owls at a packed meeting in Warborough. Complete with captive bred owls, we heard about the differences in anatomy, behaviour, habitat requirements, diet and conservation status of five species of British owls, as well as the team's plans to help them locally and how climate change might impact them. Much is known about the needs of barn owls, whose numbers have increased since the 1970s due to legal protections and the conservation efforts. By contrast, tawny and little owl numbers are declining rapidly. Less is known about their locations and requirements, and sadly, they don't have the same level of legal protection. Studying the behaviour of our local owls informs plans to protect them. We still have these species locally, and there is much interest in helping them. Lou and her team are working with local farmers and landowners to monitor numbers, restore habitat, and create habitat highways. Barn owls have benefited from purpose-built owl boxes and will readily use them. Increasing the availability of insects is important for helping our owls. Either they will take them directly, as the little owl does, or they are an indirect food source. Regenerative no-till farming, which is less dependent on chemical inputs than other farming methods, is extremely beneficial in increasing insect populations, thereby helping owls, but also for regenerating soils and helping them to capture more carbon. Our programme for 2025 started with a tour of the newly opened green space between the Carla development and Warwick Spinney. Despite the bitter cold, we were joined by around 25 residents, including a few parish councillors and members of the neighbourhood planning team, who liked the new green space and were excited to see how it develops. This area of 4 hectares will form part of an eventual 8-hectare expansion, doubling the amount of publicly accessible green space in the village. We had various questions about how the planning will develop. We explained the object was to support pollinators and creatures that depend on them, as well as being a place to delight residents. We invited ideas for making the place enjoyable for all. Wildflower planting may take several years to mature, and as we are looking to create habitat for the whole life cycle, some areas will be left long, on rotation, for overwintering insects. The mysterious elongated mounds of earth are bee banks, also part of the pollinator strategy. We have already recorded 89 species of birds in the general vicinity, as well as water voles and otters, so it will be interesting to see what moves in as the habitat matures. We understand the flood compensation area to the north will remain in the ownership of Oxfordshire County Council, but the rest of the site will pass from Carla Homes via the management company and eventually to Benson Parish Council. And that article was by Val Siddiqui.